and welcome to PCP2. This is Pete Kogel, and this is the podcast where I get into one genre of music at a time. Now, this week we're going to be focusing on industrial music, which is something that I'm not particularly an expert on, but I'm joined by two more expert podcasters, one of which is Colin Gaisley, Dr. Gaisley, from the Ouroboros podcast, and then Professor Cutler from Dark Compass, who will be guiding us through this. For me, this has been as much of a discovery as anything else, so join me on this voyage of discovery. After you have a listen to this, this is Nebula H, and a track called 69.
This is Colin from the Ouroboros podcast, and I'm kind of the reason we're here today. Because it was my suggestion when we met up for the pod crawl in London recently that made Mr. Kogel do a PCP2 based around industrial music. So if you don't like industrial music, then you can blame me. This track is a bit of an odd one. And if anybody has listened to my show, then you know that weird tracks are kind of my stock in trade. They're a band called Too Late, and they come from Greece. That's the figure 2 dash letter L figure 8. Kind of a clever band name, but they are rather strange. They are basically a theatre troupe who have recorded music, and they have an odd philosophy that has made them delete their MySpace page because they feel it is part of the faceless bureaucracy, I suppose, of the internet, and they therefore don't have a MySpace page. Which is rather foolish for a independent underground band, but there you go. They do have their own website at toolate.gr. That's, again, figure 2, letter L, figure 8. And this track is the opening track off their album, the marvellously titled Armed Angels, Frustrated Youth, The Art of Self-Deceit, and Music Industry. And that's a bit of a mouthful, I think you'll agree. The track is called Wings Break Heat Image. We'll be right back.
Hello there, my name's Rowley from Dark Compass. When Pete asked me to feature some industrial music on PCP2, I thought, here is a history lesson, I thought. Because I know that Pete and a lot of the listeners, probably, of his shows don't know very much about industrial music. A lot of people think it stems from heavy metal and grindcore and things like this, when in fact industrial music started probably in the early 30s, when classical artists and artists who were just starting to record were taking pieces of steel, pieces of wood, pieces of glass, and recording it to be able to play it back or even play it in an orchestral feel. Even Edgar Varèse debuted a piece of industrial music called Poème Électronique in 1958. So this is where I believe it all stemmed from. Even Kraftwerk have been coined as industrial in a lot of their ways, because they were using industrial sounds from the outside world, engines, motors, steelworks, things like this, and then looping it into their earlier into their earlier music. So yeah, it's not from a rock background. Nowadays, of course, it's very easy for people to produce very similar sounds using keyboards and things like that, by looping effects through pedals and things like this. So, that's your little history lesson. It's not heavy metal. You have to take into some consideration that these people that put this kind of thing together take a long time, and you have to appreciate the music for its in my opinion, its ingenuity. So we'll kick on with one of the first tracks which I wanted to play. This is from a band in Death Valley in Massachusetts. They're called Vane Cage. Vane Cage is in fact one person, Peter DiNardi. He's got some EPs out at the moment. Go over to myspace.com/vanecage, or is over at vanecage.radio-valkyrie.com. Go and check out his music. This track is called Hooked, Line and Sinking.
Rush with an end use.
Chris. Broken wings pretend the end is the start. What was I thinking? If you want to fight, then we all will fall.
It's finished. Yes, that was the first three tracks of your industrial selection there. The first track was Nebula H, and a track called 69. And then we have Too Late, as mentioned by Colin, and with a track called Wings Break Heat Image. And then finally we had Rolly with Vein Cage and Hooked Line and Sinking. Rather different, isn't it? Rather different stuff. Not the sort of stuff, as Rolly mentioned, not the sort of stuff you would normally listen to if you listen to this show. But let's just take a walk on the wild side, shall we? Now, the first band I ever heard of that were... could be described as industrial, perhaps could be considered as one of the oldest and most well-known industrial bands. They're German. They go by the name Einstunders and Neubauten, which are German for collapsing new buildings. All about the new image of Germany. They've been in existence since about 1980-1981, so obviously before the Berlin Wall fell. So a lot of their work was talking about, you know, bringing down the walls, trying to create new society and new images and new musical genres. They are very, very different. They put together some fantastic stuff over the years, but it's not to everyone's taste, as you can imagine. Now, the main guy, I think they're normally about a four or five piece band. One of the people involved in particular is a guy called Blixa Bargeld. Now, Blixa Bargeld went off to also spend some time working in Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. Now, there's another band that's quite different and unique. And also in that band was a guy called Barry Adamson, who I've played before on PC Podcast, who's equally unique, gone off and done his own stuff. Equally as avant-garde, I think, in my view, but avant-garde in a different genre. His genre is really sort of avant-garde jazz and sort of soundtrack music. But if you sort of think the fact that all those three are connected, you might sort of understand why there's sort of a certain element of commonality. Quite interesting stuff. And if I do get around to playing some PCP2 and digging into blues, not blues, jazz rather, then I shall definitely be playing some Barry Adamson as well, and you can have a listen to that for yourselves. So Einstunders and Neubauten are still together. This is a track that comes from their brand new album. This is called Vile, Vile, Vile.
Von dem denen raten, deren Winter steckt, deren Möglichkeiten längst verbraten haben. Weil, 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 so ist es, weil, 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 so ist es, weil, 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 und immer weil. Weil, 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 so ist es, weil, 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 so ist es, weil, 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 und wieder weil. Du merkst das, was nicht stimmen kann, in den Mustern der Erzählung. Von rechten Winkeln, Appen, Ecken bis zur erblichen Verfehlung. Weil, weil, weil und immer weil, weil, weil und immer weil, weil, weil und wieder weil. Die Zähne werden im Getriebe abgerieben, die Ideen werden abgeseigt. Alles, was du lernst, ist doch nur rückwärts parken. So lass dir nicht von denen raten, die im Winter steckt, deren Möglichkeiten längst verbraten haben.
This is Colin again, and for my next selection, I'd like to play a track for you by an Italian band called Helalin Flowers. And this is a track that very, very nearly made it into my top 10 tracks of last year. It's off the album A Voluntary Coincidence, which is on the excellent Alpha Matrix label. And I would lay money that Alpha Matrix is the most represented label in this industrial show, because they pretty much do nothing but industrial, and they're world leaders in their field. You can find out more about Helalin Flowers at helalinflowers.com, and this track is called Digital Blood.
Oh, I'll sell my digital blood to get my future. When I'm falling pieces and I can't breathe, what I'm living inside a box of emotions. Like an intense emergency, like a foot that's becoming erosive. But I just need to know how it burns in my world around.
Because inside you've been that rolling my life just like in my life. is what I can feel. When I'm falling pieces inside of me, broken up in my locker box of illusion. Trying to find in a compelling way to fight. In a prison is the only way to survive. I just need to know what I'm dreaming all my life.
Seems to be a bit of a stigma to industrial music, whether it be from the pop fraternity or the rock fraternity or even the electronica fraternity, because industrial music gels an awful lot of these influences together and produces something very different. It's very rare for you to find a band which does very well or even gets airplay on the radio or their videos played on the television. One of these bands which hasn't had very much luck in regards to that but has got a great deal of internet play is Angel Spit. Now, Angel Spit are based in New South Wales in Australia. They are a duo, a singer by the name of Destroy X, and the singer, programmer, producer called Zoog. They've just, in fact, released their second album to a great deal of acclaim there in Australia, and has been played on my show a number of times. And this track is the single which they're releasing. The album's called Blood, Death and Ivory, and this track is called Skinny Little Bitch. You can find more information about them at angelspit.net.
I overcame my bone structure and metabolism. I make myself engage in my numbing conversation. A fad diet left me the skin, bone and bitterness. Stop myself to up the cheat listed to repetitive electro. Shit. Right through the fairies, she got her wish. Tied up and vacuous, she made the switch. Stepping to her carriage, put on the wrist.
Spit there, and track called Skinny Little Bitch, as recommended by Rowley. And of course, before that, you heard Helen Flowers and a track called Digital Blood. And then before that, of course, you heard my track, Einstein's in the Neubauten, and the track Vile, Vile, Vile. And that comes from their album that is available on the web now. And also, you can get involved, you can actually get you can actually contribute and collaborate with Einstein's in the Neubauten. If you go on to their website, there's a collection there where you can go ahead and get involved. I presume you can send in your own pieces of music and they'll help orchestrate it. Rather interesting, very collaborative, very interesting stuff. Now, the first, apart from some of the electronica stuff, as Rory mentioned, people like Kraftwerk, which I was into in the very early 70s. Yes, I am that old. Going back to their first album, what was it? Autobahn, that was their first album. Rather interesting stuff. The first band I would have said that was probably, you know, first realised, I realised and actually saw live performing in an industrial sense, was a band called SPK. There were some Australian members and certainly some South African members, and they performed at a festival. I can't remember exactly where it was, somewhere in the West Country. I went to see a one-day festival featuring the band The Cure, and I was looking forward to seeing them. And this strange band came on with oxyacetylene welding torches and hammers and stuff, and proceeded to sort of take apart their instruments. It was very, very odd, and I couldn't work it out at the time, and I sort of looking back at it now and think, yes, that was my first ever industrial band. Well, SPK are not together anymore. They only lasted a few years, which is a bit of a shame, but they were certainly very interesting. I've had a little look on YouTube and that to find out more about them. This band reminds me in some ways of them, but taking it to the next stage. They're called Orca. They're from the Faroe Islands. I have actually played them on my PCP show before, and some of you will have heard it on several other podcasts, because it's one of those tracks that's really got into the podosphere, got into the atmosphere. First played by the Grumbler from the Grumbling Dragon, as far as I'm concerned, but the rest of us have picked it up and listened to it and really enjoyed it. It's very much, as I said, like SBK. It's a bunch of guys that have put together their own homemade instruments based on a farm. They recorded it on a farm. It's just fantastically interesting and fantastically different. I'm not quite sure exactly how to pronounce the track. I think it's called Fjotlandna Standa Uti. So have a listen to this. This is Orca.
Surrande floen svøypa i vinden og luktla ljøenon fra svongon rauton og innar støyda se ut i anje Gjødlen med skynja som står i opera sangar Klatter i græset Sinja fjöllene Lægger svet og skåpe Med å brinkene Og et hjärsta av gråte Og vattne Bogar med å de øyren om Det spiller hjärsta Kvose hever Fjödlene standa en samma skjute Anjun kjøa ta i månen Møyne fjöd standa kalt Ud i mysken om Teit krysta møyne fjöd Stora rik for a sjukon grøte Svøven løyse Lætje stetoskope møte Einon blomstre Gjørtum tvær plastikløtningar Engar klart luiv Fjøtlene Her var febbel Sono fitlo di ai vero Fjöllene slettar ikke innom Fölta mai Og tre og feil Tekur lov til taimon Ta i kastar her var skjøtlo Nei, di tegjo
For my next selection, I'm going to play you a track by Riot Head, which is the stage name for Stephen Strunk from Cincinnati in Ohio. He's been making music for a long, long time, and with time constraints, it's taking an awful long time to do it. But he has released some of the stuff he has made over the last few years available for free download from his website, which is riothead.com. This is one of those tracks, and it's called Screaming Beauty.
As long as I can reach in your mind and control your fear,
that's a mass murder or attempted frightening.
As long as I can reach in your mind and control your fear,
and we responded with the very worst of human nature.
As long as I can reach in your mind and control your fear, I'm gonna play any game that I can play on you all the way to the White House, and then when I take over, I'm gonna laugh and say, you were a bunch of weak people.
Body, you saw it won't
Subculture of pop, metal, and electronica, it had a great deal of influence in the club scene, and probably by the mid-80s, it was getting to be very established there. And somebody who came out of that scene was Nine Inch Nails, and in 1989 they released their commercially available album, Pretty Hate Machine. And of course that band has gone from strength to strength to strength, and now is an entity in its own right, now outside of the control of major music industry. Of course, Nine Inch Nails, there is really only one person in Nine Inch Nails, and that's Trent Reznor. And he originally, of course, used things like engines and cars and recorded sounds and things on a tape recorder, which then went into his music. Now, of course, a lot of it is all controlled and created within a studio environment, and so many samples now are electronically created. Now, of course, Nine Inch Nails' history you can actually hear throughout the music. You look at mid-90s albums of Fragile and The Downward Spiral. You could say that his success at that point was driving him to drugs and very, very strange videos, which I still have problems actually watching today. However, the music now that which is being produced by Trent Reznor is off his own back. It's, I feel, some of his best work, and the advantage is now is that because he's running it as his own entity, some of this material appears in Creative Commons, and so it gives me a very nice warm feeling inside to be able to play one of his tracks today. Nine Inch Nails has certainly made industrial music and this type of style of sound socially acceptable, and hopefully other people will hear this and hear other pieces of music very similar and be able to expand their knowledge of how music can be manipulated in a certain way and a specific way so that it can be enjoyed and created by anybody. Nine Inch Nails, for instance, give away their music in GarageBand format so that people can remix it. There's in fact a really big website on nin.com called remix.nin.com where people will actually post their remixes of things which Nine Inch Nails have released, which is a great source of stuff, actually. So I'll sign off now. My name's been Rowley from Dark Compass. If you like industrial music and rock and metal and things like that, you can go and check out my podcast. There's an awful lot more of it there. darkcompass.com. So I will finish off saying thank you very much, Pete, for inviting me to do this. And we'll finish off with Nine Inch Nails and Discipline.
So that was Nine Inch Nails there, and just goes to show how the different music and different parts of the genre have different audiences, because we've gone from the orca sound from the Faroe Islands with a bunch of guys in a farm building actually producing their own music through Riot Heads and their track Screaming Beauty, and then eventually into Nine Inch Nails and their track Discipline. And I know Nine Inch Nails actually headlined the Reading Festival. Was it the Reading Festival, or was it? Yeah, it was Reading Festival last last year. So just goes to show a huge variance in different parts of this genre of music. Now, I've really enjoyed this, actually. I've really enjoyed... I like these collaborative podcasts where we get together and actually share music and share our passions. And obviously, as you can tell, both Colin and Rowley are very passionate about this music. And if you want to go and hear more about them, then do head over to their podcasts. Colin, you'll find it Ouroboros, or Ouroboros, or some of our Americans say Ourobius, which is OuroboOS.co.uk, the symbol of the Greek god for infinity. Very nice. Definitely find out more from him, listen to that sort of stuff. And of course, Mr. Cutler, never missing a trick there, getting a mentioning about Dark Compass at darkcompass.com, one of our longest running podcasters here in the UK, and doesn't it show? He loves his stuff, and I've really rather enjoyed the whole thing. I've learned an awful lot. One of the tracks I was going to play, the last track I'm going to play, is coming up. This is a track that also Colin mentioned that was on his shortlist as well. I didn't actually realise that until I'd checked it afterwards. This comes from an album by a band called Krisk. I've played one of their tracks in PCP a few weeks ago. I can't remember exactly what it was. I think it was the title track from the album Machlaut. This is another track from the album Machlaut, and it's called Beute. Hope you've enjoyed it. Hope you've enjoyed exploring with me some new music. Normally at the end of this show I say I'm not quite sure when I'm going to play next. Come back in a couple of weeks, but I do know. I actually have made my mind up this time. I'm actually going to be focusing on what some people would call shoegaze, what some people would call new psychedelia. Either way, it's a bit jangly, it's a bit twangly, it's rather fun, and I shall be doing that in a couple of weeks' time, so come back and see me then. In the meantime, this is Pete Kogle and PCP2, number 9, ending with Beute by Krisk. See you soon, folks.
Siegerringen bringt mir Lust!
Beute!